The next time you see some wits at an office party put on a fake tuxedo t-shirt, or somebody wear a garment with zippers that are just for decoration, or paint your wall a shocking pink, we all do that, consider this all of the legacy of a designer named Elsa Schiaparelli. A new biography of her by Meryl Seacrest is out this week, and in her occasional series called The Seams, Jackie Lydon's been taking a look at fashion as history. She brings us this portrait of the woman who was the most slyly subversive designer of the 20th century.
There was a time in the 1930s when every well-dressed A-lister made her way to the gilded shop of Elsa Schiaparelli, which looked out into the Place Vendôme in Paris. Inside, you'd meet princesses, presidents' wives, Hollywood royalty. Here's a letter from her assistant, Bettina Bergerie, an American socialite, describing the scene.
The prettiest and neatest of the Hollywood stars is little Norma Shearer. All the girls in the shop love Claudette Colbert, Merle Oberon and her waves of perfume that make them faint, Katharine Hepburn choosing the things that all American girls always buy in the boutique, Lauren Bacall.
Meryl Seacrest opens her biography with the sound of a child's footsteps running down vast and deserted marble hallways in the family's palazzo in Rome. It's Elsa Schiaparelli, a small, lonely figure with flying dark hair.
What one has to understand about her was that she had a very, very unpromising facade. She really didn't crack a smile. She really didn't show a frown. She was impassive on the surface. But underneath, she loved color. She loved form. She had an aunt who loved fabric, who would send her pieces of fabric.
Schiaparelli revolutionized fabric. She was the first to use latex and rayon for couture. She loved innovative fabrics like tree bark silk and crushed velvet. She was an inventor. The built-in bathing suit bra, the wrap dress, the see-through raincoat. She named the color shocking pink. Schiaparelli was an original and a force of nature.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, the word is débrouillard, but what it means is somebody who gets it done somehow, you know, this kind of thing.
In December of 1914, on the eve of World War I, Elsa Schiaparelli had arrived in London, 23 years old. She attended a lecture on the occult theory of theosophy being given by a charismatic man named William de Wendt de Kerlor.
And she hears this marvelous man talking, and he's terribly interested in psychic phenomena and the paranormal, hallucinations and hypnosis and regression to past lives. And he's kind of attractive looking, you know. Can he talk?
The next morning, Schiaparelli was engaged to de Kerlor. They married, but he proved to be a charlatan and a cheat. De Kerlor abandoned her 5 years later after she gave birth to their only child in New York. From his antics, though, she learned showmanship. It would be called branding today. And her interest in the occult would lead her to the Surrealists and her most noteworthy creative collaborations. The Philadelphia Museum of Art has many of Schiaparelli's signature pieces donated by the designer herself. There's one piece for which she's most famous, the lobster dress.
It's off-white silk with deep tangerine inset around the bust line, and then, of course, the vivid tangerine lobster.
The lobster dress was created with artist Salvador Dali. The lobster was one of his favorite subconscious symbols. On this dress, the crustacean is set over the woman's, we'll just call it her pelvis. The American divorcee, Wallis Simpson, who shocked the world when she married Edward, Prince of Wales, snapped up the dress for her honeymoon.
She was already wearing Schiaparelli's clothes by then. She's a risk taker, too. And she has enormous self-confidence. Don't you think the lobster dress is a bit of a, okay, kids, here I am, this is my trousseau.
Dali and Schiaparelli stitched up other things. They once turned a high heel shoe into a hat. The artist Jean Cocteau was another co-conspirator. He created women's faces out of cascading sequins and lavish embroidery, transforming a Schiaparelli jacket or gown into a portrait. Then came World War II. Schiaparelli's assistant, Bettina, had married Gaston Bergerie. He was a founder of the pro-fascist Vichy state. That connection gave Schiaparelli access out of France during the early war years, but ultimately tainted her. Everybody, the governments of Germany, France, the U.S., and England, all thought she was a spy. After 1942, she waited out the rest of the war in America, not returning to her Paris atelier until 1946. Secret says her work then grew as flat as it had been brilliant.
I think Schiaparelli lost her way. She lost herself. She started putting bustles on dresses. I mean, give me a break. What could possibly interest women in bustles on dresses?
Schiaparelli closed her business in 1954 and lived in luxurious retirement. In 1969, she appeared on the American quiz show, What's My Line? Here, blindfolded contestants are trying to guess what the mystery celebrity guest does for a living.
Would you say that your name was famous in the world of fashion?
Schiaparelli answers coyly.
I would say yes for our guest on that, Mr. Sir.
Might you be known as a famous designer of ladies' dresses?
You're getting hot.
That same year, the CBS correspondent, Charles Collingwood, interviewed her in her sumptuous apartment in Paris.
Madam Schiaparelli, what are some simple rules that a woman should follow when she goes to a shop to buy a dress?
She should buy only what she needs, really. The very best and very little. A woman well-dressed doesn't need so many dresses.
Elsa Schiaparelli died in 1973 at 83. She lived to see an age where women largely traded elegance for convenience. What would she say, then, if she knew that 2 years ago her name was revived and her showrooms reopened for the first time in 58 years on the Place Vendôme in Paris? Last month, the new designers of House Schiaparelli showed their spring-summer collection. They're hoping for a reputation for design every bit as sly and subversive as those of Madame Schiaparelli herself. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Leiden.